Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth Radio broadcast. Great to be with you on the broadcast again today, and it's wonderful to have another chance to talk about Jesus. He is our only hope. I hope you agree with that. He is our only hope. It is Christ alone who saves. And today we're talking, as we were talking this last few days and last week, we're talking about the cross. Galatians 6:14, God forbid that I should glory at saving the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, at the cross we find God's love declared towards us, but we also find man's hatred towards God declared. And we see man rejecting God, declaring his belief that no one needs a savior. Well, if you need a savior, don't crucify him. And they crucified him. And they showed that they hate God. Let me ask you, do you hate God? Well, I've got to ask you again, have you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior by simple faith identified with him? Then you're a Christ despiser if you haven't. If you've not, you're a Christ despiser. Listen, at the cross we see man's rejection of the Son of God, man's estimate of the Son of God. How do you esteem him? How do you estimate him? Remember there when Jesus had been on earth for 33 years, how did people treat him? He was despised and rejected. He was valued and sold for 30 pieces of silver. A robber had been preferred to him. But at the cross, this estimate comes out more awfully. And there we see how man undervalued the person of the Lord Jesus, the life of the Lord Jesus, the blood and the word and his whole mission from the Father. Let me ask you, what do you think of Christ? That's a good question. It's not only a good question, it's God's question. What do you think of Christ? Well, man's answer back in that day was, crucify him. Now, that's pretty explicit and that's appalling. But what about you? Let me tell you something else about the cross. The cross not only reveals man's depravity, it also reveals his stupidity. Imagine building a cross for God. Here's puny little man plotting and scheming against the Almighty. The cross is man's futile attempt to get rid of God. But his attempt to expel the Lord Jesus and throw shame upon him is like a mosquito trying to capsize an aircraft carrier. And I'm going to tell you this, as this building of the cross was the revelation of man's stupidity, so it has been his subsequent estimation of the gospel. He sees no wisdom in it. He'd rather go to church. He'd rather go into the new age. Hey, buddy, if you're into the new age, I'm not knocking you. To you, the cross is foolishness. And that's a proof of your stupidity. When you think that the best effort that God made was stupid, that's showing that you're stupid. When you think the preaching of the cross is folly, it shows that you are a God-hater. Why don't you come to Christ and be forgiven? Lay down your sin at the foot of the cross. He'll save you for eternity. And that is the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee, 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.